Hazara. The other one doesn't feel that a whole week is a lot for all those sugyas. Yeah.
What about the Kias?
What?
What about the Kias?
The Kias and Bein, yeah. But I don't want to. I want to see fire next week. I want to see fire next week. If anyone is going to take it easy, seriously, be Bali Achrayus. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai Taisa says, I don't accept the Riva. I don't accept what you're saying. The Ptur of Kaifer is not because of Kimlev Diravine, but rather it's because of what? It's because of Olav. From a Gemara in Chavav and Aleph. And Tanit Bechizki also. It's not relevant over here. It's not Kim Liv Dirab Menevim B'Shoyi Gebevim Ezeh. So the question is, everybody say, what's the question we left off with that the Re has some explaining to do? What's the fundamental question that we have left for the Re? Got it. You have a Gemara backing you up. Olav tells you that you're not going to pay Kaifer. But what do you have some explaining to do for? Aronoff, what do you have?
We have to explain why doesn't
Kimlev Derabine apply to Kofer?
Yeah.
Exactly. You have a Gemara that backing you up, but you have to explain fundamentally why there's no Kimlev Derabine. So there is the Perish of the Maharam. This is not only Maharam, Rabbi said, but it's a Rabbeinu Peretz. On Daf Chaf Vav Med Aleph, and they say the same exact shot. So it's already in the Rishonim. That suggests Kimlev Derabine is not applicable over here. Why? So let's see the Maharam inside. Ritzono Lomar, De'eno Mifter Misham Kimlev Derabine, Ela Hechi Shehizik Mamun Ba'adi Misa. What's the case? I kill someone, and at the process, while I'm killing him, what do? I also rip his clothing. So what happened over there, everybody say? There are two, what? There are two separate chiyuvim. And also, Nagaf Isha Hara, you hit a pregnant woman. The Hamas is a Isha. Shapatar Akosav in Lo Yasun, that's a case of Kimle Deramini. Mishim the Kamel and Kimle Deramini. But what? Aval Inyanim Chayva Adam Misu Vakoifer Bishvil Nefesh Hanerag She Misu Kumo Bishor Shashor Ubiskila Vigambal of Chayv Kofer Hakol Bishvil Hanefesh Shehimis. It's all what? It's all one maisa. You killed a guy. And therefore you're chayv kaifer, and you're also chayv ritzicha in the havamina. So that's not kimlev d'rabbinay. Kimlev d'rabbinay with one action, with two responses, is not kimlev d'rabbinay. Kimlev d'rabbinay is joining forces into one situation. Meaning, I kill someone, and in the process, I rip his clothing. That's Kimlev Derabine. But killing a person, doing one Aveira, and now having two Chiyuvim slapped onto that, seemingly, the Maharam says, is not Kimlev Derabine. Everyone understand? That's the way the Maharam explains why Tosfos gets around the principle of Kimlev Derabine over here, because it's one Maisa with two Chiyuvim. One Maisa with two Chiyuvim is not applicable to Kimlev Derabine. Kimlev Derabine is two Maisim joined together, like Ritzicha with ripping the clothing. So that's the Pshat of the Maharam, that he explains why Tosfos has the ability to ignore the concept of Kimlev Derabine and say, therefore the Torah was forced to teach me a Pasuk to exclude Kofer and I wouldn't have otherwise known it from Kimla Derabanan. Frechter Kiveger on the Maharam, Kiveger writes, he says, this Maharam makes absolutely no sense. Why does Maharam make no sense? Because it's against Beferish of the Gemaras. The Gemara tells us, and I'm just going to say outside, we're not going to learn up all these Gemaras, everybody say. The Gemara tells us a few different examples that seem to contradict the entire argument of the Maharam. The Gemara says, Gemara says, Achoyva b'chaveiro. The guy hits his friend. He has to get Malkus and he has to pay money. That's one action with two chiyuvim. Gemara says, Moitzi Shemra. A guy spreads rumors that his wife was Mizana before he married her, and I didn't find that your daughter was a virgin. And it turns out he was lying. He was Moitzi Shemra on his wife. That's where the source of Moitzi Shemra comes from. So the Torah says, what? He gets Malkus, and he has to pay a knas for making that lie. And Reb Kiveger has other cases. He says, you find constantly in Shas that Kimlei B'Derabbanan is still applied. The principles of Kimlei B'Derabbanan applies where? Even if it's what? One Maisa with two Chiyuvim. Not just similar to what? Ritzicha, and in the process you're also ripping clothing. That are like two separate entities. So Frechter of Kiveger on the Maharam, that can't be Pshat in Taisvis, because even in a case with one Maisa and two Chiyuvim, Matzinu Kimlev Derabmane, by Chavel Chaveira, by Maitzi Shemer, by Edom Zoymimim, by all these cases that he's just doing one Maisa, one Aveira, and yet he has two Chiyuvim. So that's Reb Kiveger's Kasha on the Maharam, and he blives Shver, and he says that that can't be Pshat in Taisvis. Why Taisvis ignores Kimlev Derabmane? So Rabbi said, that's why we're going to have to introduce a new pshat for Taisus that Reb Kiva Eger believes in. Sorry. But, just parenthetically, is there any way to defend the Maharam? So, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Reb Ruvain, they all the Rosh Yeshivas say the following argument. Rabbi said, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I just want to quote it to you just so you understand that the Maharam and the Rabbeinu Peretz have a way out of this question. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, let's take the case of Chol v'Chaveiro for a second. Case of Chol v'Chaveiro, the Gemara says you're Chayv Malkus, and there's a Chiyuv Mamoneh. And the Gemara applies the din of Kimlev D'Rabmaneh on such a situation. So you see, even one Maisa Echad, like Ritzicha and Kaifer, like the fact that you're Chayv Misa on the Ritzicha, and the fact that you have to pay money on Kaifer, Kimlev D'Rabmaneh should apply to, because the Gemara applies it by Chayv v'Chaveiro, where there's two Chiyuv and there's two Onshin, the Mamon and the Misa, and you get one of them. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman, says Reb Ruvain, what do you mean? I could distinguish between the two. The Gemara talks about, Reb Yisai, what happens if I punch my guy, my friend in the face, and it's a hakal de les be shava proof. It's a hit, it's a smack that doesn't have in it the worth of a shava pruta. The damage was less than a shava pruta. So the Gemara says, everyone agrees there that there's no chiyav mamonos. There's just the chiyav of malchus on the haka. Pen yosef, the lav of hitting someone. But I don't have a chiyav mamonos because the worth, the damage that was done from that hit was what? Was less than a shava pruta. So Reb Shmuel Zalman and Reb Ruvain point out, just from there, and you can he argues this in all the cases that Reb Kiva Eger asks, by the fact that they can exist independently of each other, that I could have Malkus without having the Chi of Mammon, so that shows that they're two separate Chiyuv. So that's more similar to two co-joining forces of a Chi of Misa and a Chi of Mammon coming together. But if you have something that will never exist without the other, namely what? If I'm Rotzeach a person, and always the response to Ritzicha will be what? On the one hand, you get Chiyuv Misa, or you have a potential Chiyuv Misa. And on the other hand, I have to pay Kaifer, Kapara, or whatever the nature of Kaifer is. I have to pay for the value, the money because of the fact that I killed a life and I took away a life from existence. Those are always hand in hand. They're never going to not coexist. That's what the Maharam meant, that Kimlev D'Rabmaneh would apply. A dual response to one action that always exists in its duality, and they're responding to the same thing, that is something that doesn't lend itself to Kimlev Derabbani. Perhaps that's what Tosfos meant, according to the Maharam and according to Rabbeinu Peretz. If you have something that could never be distinguishable from its other chiyuv, that doesn't lend itself from Kimlev Derabbani. It's all viewed as like one einish that Kimlev Derabbani does not apply to. So it's a subtle distinction, but it's perhaps a defense for the Maharam's pshat that Rabbi Kiva Eger thought was a dead pshat because of his kashas. Malik.
If you say the Maharam's pshat, then what was Hashem trying? Like, what was the Torah trying to teach us? Because if you say that, right, Hashem didn't know that your chayiv kofer the second the bullet goes into the guy. What's the point?
I'm not fully understanding your question.
Meaning,
what do you mean by what was Hashem trying to teach us? So Maharam's explaining why there's no Kimlei Derabbanan.
Kimlei doesn't apply.
Okay.
Meaning that you're just going to be potter.
So I would be Chayiv Kofer without. So without a pasuk, I would have been Chayiv Kofer.
I would have been Chayiv Kofer. Exactly.
Right. So what's the problem?
I have a pasuk, I'm not Chayiv Kofer.
Right. So Kimlei still doesn't apply.
It's not,
I need a pasuk.
But where would I be Chayiv? Now I have a pasuk. Like, sorry, I'm not being clear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How can you use Shevapruta as an approved why something should go with? Because I remember learning that Pushan Shevapruta is like degraded to somebody, so it might not even be considered a value of money. So how are we using that value of money to say that they need to go hand in hand? And maybe it's not even a value of just even more degraded.
No. No, all the Gemara is saying is when I hit a guy and it's worth less than a Shevapruta, you're not chayav the retribution, the payment.
So my answer to that, like I can answer that saying, like maybe it's you're not, because it's a Shevapruta, you might as well not get it because it's the grade of that person.
But you're saying there is a Chiyuv Mamon. Yeah. That's an excellent question what you're asking. That is a major debate that is brought up, possibly could lend itself to whether or not there's the Isser to steal less than a Shevapruta. There is a tremendous debate between the Tur and the Rambam that might be totally on this. There's a Magen Mishnah, a Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim discusses your Shaila. Is Pachas Mishavapruta not considered money, or is Pachas Mishavapruta just not a significant amount, but it is considered money? Perhaps that might lend to the discussion whether or not it's usher to steal Pachas Mishavapruta. But be that as it may, the fact is that you'll have cases where the larger onus is going to exist without the Chiyuv Mamon Al Pidin. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Reuven think that therefore they're discernible and they're not the same thing. Yeah, Aaron.
So I just want to clarify what the Rav Kiva Eger is saying on the Maharam is that since kofar only is a punishment when you kill someone, that's why you're punished, right? Because you don't get, there's no kofar in it.
No, Rav Kiva Eger thinks the Maharam's wrong to explain why Tosfos does not hold of Kimlei Derabbanan is because since these two chiyuvim exist from one maisa, that you never have kimlev derabbanan in such a situation. Kimlev derabbanan only exists when you take two maisim and you co-join them together at the same time. Says Rav Kiva Eger, I have three proofs from three different sugyas throughout Shas, one of them being chovo b'chaveru, that you have one maisa with two chiyuvim, that you do say kimlev derabbanan. So your answer is wrong. You should apply kimlev derabbanan in this situation of kaifer with the chiyuv misa just as well. So why don't we apply Kimlei and we're back to square one?
Yeah, but what was that thing that they go hand in hand? Oh,
so the defense against Reb Kiva Eger's Taina, Reb Reuven, Reb Shlomo Zalman is that no, since I can find cases and I can prove to you that they're coming for different issues, so therefore they're discernible, Memela, that's why Kimlei Derabbanan can apply even when it comes to one Maisa if they're coming as a function of two different Chiyuvim. Let's say I would say to you, the Malkus comes from the Lav, and the Mumun comes from the Nezek, from the damage. So you're right, it's happening at one shot. It's happening as a function of one Maisa, but Kimlev Derabbanan still lends itself to such a case because they're two distinguishable Chiyuvim. And I could prove it to you in sometimes because, let's say by Chovo Chavero, one could exist without the other. So you see they're discernible. That's where the Maharam would agree. But over here, Kofer with Misa for the Ritzicha are coming to accomplish the same thing. And they always coexist. So perhaps that's where the Maharam said that Kimlei Derabbanan wouldn't apply. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Maharam's wrong. Yes, Dimla.
So the Maharam's defense, so in the case of punching someone, they're not chayv the pot of the moment because of Allah, but because of Kimlei. So I'm confused.
No, Allah is only by Kofar, by Ritzicha.
So
we want to explain why in our case by Ritzicha, why do you need a pasuk? Why don't you say Kimle? So the Maharam says because there's one Maisa that is two Chiyuvim.
Yeah.
Rabbi Kiva Eger says, so what? We have a lot of cases of one Maisa with two Chiyuvim that Kimle applies. So we defended the Maharam and we said, no, they're different. One Maisa with two Chiyuvim by Ritzicha are always the same two Chiyuvim are responding to that same Maisa. They're not emanating from two different nature, from two different Isurim or two different Chiyuvim. Over here, that's the case over here. That's why I need a pasuk of Aleph, Kimle wouldn't apply. Whereas the cases that Rabbi Kiva Eger asked from, even though they happen to come from one Maisa, they're a function of two separate Chiyuvim. Got it?
Right.
Good. Bahar?
Clarification from Maharam.
Yeah.
He's saying that whenever there's one Maisa that brings two Chiyuvim, we say Kimle or we don't say
Kimle? We don't say Kimle. So that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, what do you mean? I have cases like Chol B'Chaver, there is. No, it's a little bit tricky. That's two separate mice that are joined together at the same time. That's not true, actually. In the case of the abortion, let's take the case of the Chiyuv Misa where you rip something, right? That's two separate. You're doing it in one process, but you're doing two entirely different things, right? Right? That's not similar to Ritzicha, where I have a chi of Mammon of Kaifer and a chi of Misa as a response to that one thing, Ritzicha. Whereas when I'm hitting the woman, I'm killing the woman, and I'm also aborting the baby. So that's a chi of Mammon, a chi of Misa, that you're right. Kimle is always going to be one Maisa joined, that Mitzar of the two. But they're two distinct Chiyuvim. So the question was, but by Chol B'Chaver, where we're slapping on two Onshin for one Maisa, that's what sounds like the Maharam saying, you can't have Kimle. That's not true. So then, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, what do you mean? So what do you do with Chol B'Chaver? So we answered, no, even by Chol B'Chaver, you can distinguish between the two. So it's more similar to two separate Chiyuvim. Again, it gets confusing when I say one Maisa versus two Maisas. It's all one Maisa. But one Maisa with two distinct Chiyuvim, or one Maisa with two Chiyuvim that are on the same thing. When I kill someone, there's no separate thing that the moment is not for a separate thing in addition to the Misa. It's all one thing. I killed someone. When I kill a woman and I abort her baby, right, that's two separate things that are joined with one Maisa. So says the Maharam, that's where Kimle applies. When I rip someone's shirt in the process of killing, that's two separate things in one mice. Masha Enkin over here. So therefore, but then Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, so what are you going to do with Chol B'Chaverah? Torah says you have to pay money on that Chol B'Chaverah, and you also have to get Malkus. So we said, yeah, but they're also more similar. They're two distinct Chiyuvim. But what's not two distinct Chiyuvim? Kofer with Misa and Ritzi. Now,
Maharam would disagree with Rashi, no? Because Maharam's reading a pasuk to say that Kofer is Pater. Rashi's reading a pasuk to say that Kofar is...
Yeah, the Maharam's within the Ri. The Ri argues with Rashi. 100%.
Don't have to worry about Rashi.
100%. 100%. We're out of Rashi. We're in the Ri. Premise is the Ri right now.
If you say Kimle, then what's the point of all these psukim? Like, what's the point of this pasuk if you say Kimle?
That was Rashi. That was yesterday. That's the Urim.
So that's the machlokas between...
100%. 100%. We finished the Riva and Rashi, and now we're moving on to the Ri. So the Ri says everything is based on the pasuk, so now, therefore, our question is, why didn't you apply Kimle? Rabbi Salamaisa, if you accept Rabbi Kiva Eger, there must be another pshat in what? In the Halaga what? In the Halaga? If the Maharam's wrong and Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't take it, the Ri, the Balei HaTosfos. What is pshat in the Balei HaTosfos if you don't accept the pshat in the Maharam? That you need two separate, distinct chiyuvim in order to have Kimle. So Rabbi Sai, I would like to introduce to you a Gemara in Pesachim. In order to answer this question, the Gemara in Pesachim discusses the following. Chof Kesem et Aleph. A guy eats chametz shel nachri, shavar lav a pesach mutar ba'ana mishum shenemar lo yerlecha shel chayit haroa v'al haroa shel chayit. We're not important, okay. V'shel gavola Yalif Sorda Achil Misor de Ria, Ozlu Tamay, the Itbar. Ha Oichol Sor Shal Nachri Shavala Pesel Diver Behuda, Rava Amr Loke, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loke. If a person eats leaven of a goy that went through Pesach, so what? There was no Bal Yirah on it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Do you get Malkus or do you not get Malkus? Rav Amar Loka, Lo Yalef Rabbi Yehuda Sor De Achila Misor De Re'iyah. The same way, the reason why I get Malkus for eating such a thing is because, just because I'm not over Bal Yirah, which is what? The Isser to own Chametz on such an entity, that doesn't necessarily extrapolate to what I can't eat. Lo Yalef Achila Mire'iyah. What is usher because of ownership is not necessarily lending itself to what is usher because of achila. But Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loka, Yaakov says no, you don't get malchus for that. Why? Yalev sar da achila misar da riyah. You do learn one for the other, and therefore you don't get malchus. Good. Everyone with me? V'hadar Rebei Rav Acha bar Yaakov me'ahi, and then Rav Acha bar Yaakov backed out of his opinion. Why? Disanya. Now pay attention, Rebbe Yisai. Ha'oichol chamet shel hektish b'moyah. This is really where I should have had you start. Person eats chametz of hektish on Pesach. Okay? What's lacking in this chametz, Rabbi Yisai? It's not owned by a regular owner, but rather it's owned by hektish. So what am I violating by eating chametz, Rabbi Yisai?
Just me'ila or achila.
I'm also violating me'ila, because I'm benefiting from hektish. Right? B'moyed ma'ol v'yesh amrim lo'ol. Man Yesh Amrim, who is the Yesh Amrim that lo mal? It's Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Pay attention, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, those of you that will learn the third parak of Ksubis, will get to know very well Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's Shita. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana thinks Kim Leib Dirabine does not only apply to what? To Misa Bidei Adam, or to Malkus Bidei Adam. It applies even to Kares, and potentially even Misa Bidei Shamayim, Machlek Zabai and Rav in the beginning of Ksubis, third parak of Ksubis, within the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Everyone with me? Good. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says what? Loi ma'al. What does that mean, loi ma'al? You don't have the din of me'ila. What's the din of me'ila, Rabbi Yisai? If I violate, listen, if I violate hektish, I benefit from hektish, v'shoigeg, then I have a consequence. I have to pay keren, chaymesh, bring a carbon. Okay? That is the parsha called me'ila. It applies b'shoigeg, and it what? And it has all those responses. Keren, Chaymish, and Me'il. Says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, if you did so on Pesach, so then what? You violated an Isser Kares, because you ate what? Chametz. So therefore, I'm potter on the Me'ila. Why? Because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds Kim Leib D'Rabbanei applies to Kares. Everyone with me? Good. That's what the Gemara says. The sign of Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, Oysa Yom Kippurim Keshabbos. Rabbi Chunin ben Akana compares Yom Kippur to Shabbos, even though one's Misa, one's Kares. They're all the same in the world of Tashlumin. Ma Shabbos Mischayev Benafshu Potem Benat Tashlumin. Af Yom Kippurim Mischayev Benafshu Potem Benat Tashlumin. End of Gemara. Zokt Rashi. V'yesh Amrim Lo Mal. Dehov V'nischayev Kares Mishom Achila Potem Benat Tashlumin. Kim Leib D'Rabbanei. Zokt Dehele Gerashi. As Yom Kippurim Keshabbos. Hamadlik Godish Biyom Kippurim Mischayev Kares Potem Benat Tashlumin Ki Ilu Hidliko B'Shabbos Shu Mischayev Benafsho Mises Bezin the Pshitul on the Potem L'Shalim Tichsiv Lo Yehason Psukim tell me even Kares good Potem Shalim V'Halkom Rashi Rabbi Eilu Narms Yesh Toyim the Kashadu. So then listen to what Rashi says. Yesh Toyim the Kashadu Ki Potter of Nachinin Ben Akana B'Meizit Potter the Bar Kares Hu V'Hocha B'Shoigig Askinon Midiktoni Mol V'Shoigig Lav Bar Kares Hu. What's Rashi? What's the problem that Rashi quotes? Oh, when Rabbi Chori ben Akana says you get Karis, everybody says, what do you need for Karis? If I eat Chametz B'Shoigeg on Pesach, do I get Karis?
No.
I need Mezid. Right? That's an Isser Karis, but Mezid, right? So what's the problem over here? So maybe Rabbi Chori ben Akana's Shita is that Kim Leib D'Rabbanei only starts if your Karis be Mezid. And over here, you're B'Shoigeg. How does Rashi know you're B'Shoigeg?
Because you're only getting Karen Chomes.
Because you're violating what?
Me'ila.
Me'ila is only b'shoigeg. Karen Chaimish only applies b'shoigeg. So therefore Rashi says, the whole sugya shouldn't even start. Rabbi Chunin ben Akana shouldn't even be applicable. So what does Rashi say? You're wrong. Yesh toyin. It's a mistake. Everyone with me? Yeah. So Rashi, it's a mistake. Why? Because over here, you're shoigeg on the me'ila, but you're mazed on the Pesach, on the chametz. So it is a case of kares, and Kimle b'derabune applies. Good? Good. Oh. You want to hear what Abby just asked? Well, I have a much simpler answer. Why didn't Rashi just answer, there's something called Tana de Bechizkiah? There's something called Tana de Bechizkiah. That any case of Kimle, even Beshoige Kimle applies. So why don't you say the same thing? Why didn't Rashi have a simple answer? Nira Lefiyani has Daiti Rabbi says something that I was Mechadish a few years ago when we were learning Tzubis. Shitas Rashi is that what? Tana de Bechizkiah does not apply to Karis. Tana de Bechizkiah only applies to Misas Bezdin or to Onshin of Bezdin. Why should that be? Zokti Yosef Rubinov Givaldik! I'll pee everything we said, Rabbi said Rashi and Psochim makes Givaldik sense. If there are two tracks in Kimle, and Tana de Bechizkiah is working in a different way, and it says that Bezdin is restricted from taking the second Einish, so it's a Bezdin Dika Halacha. Where is Tana de Bechizkiah not going to apply? Misa B'deshamayim, regardless. Rashi is Givaldik, Rabbi Yisai. We just had the last brick in the binyan and in the house of Shitas Rashi for Tana de Bechizkiah and for Kimle de Rabbi. Rashi and Psochim perhaps works Givaldik with everything we've been building in our Havana and Kimle D'Rabbine, and based on his second track of Kimle D'Rabbine, Tana de Bechizkiah is not Shayach to Karis. It only applies to Kasek Kimle, where it's Mises Bezdin or Malkus in the world of Bezdin. But Rabbi said there's another pshat in this Gemara. Comes along the Taisus over here in Psochim, and he says, Rabbi Nechunya, Avagab the Hacha B'Shoigig Ayre, I over here it's Shoigig, and there's no Karis. Midiktani v'loimal mikomakom kaimelam kechizkia the amar chayvim misa shogim p'turim minat hashlumim. So who clearly applies Tana de Bechizkiah over here? Taisus. So Taisus clearly disagrees with what I said, which makes a lot of sense. Everybody say because the Reed disagrees with the Reed on Rashi in the setup of Kimle that Tana de Bechizkiah is just Kimle b'shogim. So it's all geshmak Taisus b'soch. But then Taisus has a problem. Everybody say, and that's the key to our sugya. Taisus says, but one second. This is not classic Tashlume Mom. This is what? This is Karbon. This is Kapara. Taisus builds a Yisayit. And he says this, by the way, in Ksubis and Daflamin of Abbas, that the reason Kimle B'Dravani doesn't apply when a person eats Truma B'Shege is also because Kimle B'Dravani only applies, says Taisus, for chiyuve mamon, but it doesn't apply to chiyuve kapara, for atonement. Because very nice, you're potter, but at the end of the day, did you achieve kapara? You didn't achieve kapara. Kimle b'derabmane can't help you outside of the world of onesh. It only helps you in the world of punishment, in the world of classic chiyuvim, not for the world of atonement. So therefore, Taisus has akasha. So why is it kimle even shayach in the world of meila? So it says Taisus, you have to say that over here, since there's Karen v'Chaimesh, so the carbon is nigrar after, is dragged in with the Karen and Chaimesh, that you have to pay the carbon as well. But fundamentally, principally, what does Taisus build a Yisayit, both in the world of Truma, eating Truma v'Shoigig, which is where he's commenting in Ksubas Lamed of Abayis, and in the world of what? Karbonos, Taisus says, Kimle b'derabimene applies to what? Classic Chiyuve Mamon, or classic Onshin. But Tashlume Kapara, paying for the purposes of atonement or having to give a carbon, Kimle b'derabmine will never help you in that area of kapar. So Marav Raboise says Rabbi Kiva Eger, perhaps the answer for the Re is exactly like he says in Tosis in Ksubis and Daf Lamed, and exactly like he says this in Tosis in Psachim and Daf Chavtes. We paskin Raboise, and half the days in the Gemara, is that kofir is kofir what? Kofir kapara. The nature of the payment for kofir is to achieve kapara for the ritzicha. If the nature of the payment is kapara, so then what doesn't lend itself to this situation? Kimle. And that's why I need a pasuk on Baba Kama Chavavim and Aleph to tell me all of the loyala kofir, because kapara doesn't lend itself to Kim Leib Durabine. It's not a classic tashlume mamon, and that's why you wouldn't be chayev. Just like you wouldn't be chayev when you ate truma b'shoigig, that you're not, you don't apply kimle in such a situation. Just like Tosfos Mesachim says, kimle won't help you to pat you from karbonos if you're chayev chil Shabbos to pay to give a karbon. Kapara oriented payments, you don't have kimle. So says Reb Kiva Eger, I don't need to say something weird, fancy like the Maharam, and now distinguish, is this two chiyuvim, is this one chiyuv? No, kimle b'rabani fundamentally should apply even to two responses to one chiyuv, like the case of Ritzicha. There's an entirely different reason why Tosfos is deciding over here why there's no kimle b'rabani. It's because we're going with the day in the Gemara that koifer is kapara, and that's why kimle b'rabani doesn't apply, just like Tosfos said himsachim by karbonos, and Tosfos says in Ksubis that when it comes to Tashlume Truma, which is Tashlume Kapara, there is no Kimle B'Rabbinay. Rabbi, those of you that are applying for the Koil, one of Rabbi Shechter's favorite questions to ask is what are six nafkaminas between Tashlume Momen and Tashlume Kapara? So, one of the answers that he's looking for is tucked away a Taisvis in Ksubis on the Abamin of Abbeis, a Taisvis in Psachim, on Chof Tesam and Aleph, and now you can add a Rabbi Kiva Eger's Pshat against the Maharam in Baba Kama to explain the Re's defense against the Riva and Rashi of how we explain Kimli Dravene. But what we gained and gleaned from this last Nakuda is not only how to understand the Re and how he patches up the Sugya, how he understands Baba Kama and at the same time ignores Kimli Dravene. We now understand why Rashi disagrees in that sugya. Because Rashi could not say like Tosfos in that sugya, that Tana de Bechizkiya applies equally every time the Chiyuv Misa applies. Because we have a premise of how Rashi approached the sugya of Tana de Bechizkiya. It's not just Kimle B'Shoigig, but rather it's a new track of Kimle. And now, Baruch Hashem, we have completed this entire sugya. And now, I've finished the sugya of Kimle, and we will not go on to the sugya of Adam Muad La'ayla. Shine. There is one last nekuda of the Rash and Trumas that I'm not going to say, Rabbi Yisrael, because I don't want to complicate things, but it is a fascinating Rash that disagrees with the Tosfos Raya and Trumas of whether or not you could take Kimle.